That was a beautiful song, John. Thanks for finding that. And Melanie, thank you for sharing it with us so beautifully. What?
It's a Unity song.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow. Oh. So I'm concluding a two-part talk I started last Sunday talking about faith-filled anticipation. Last week we were talking about opening and receiving our good, and this week we're going to opening to receive. And this week we're going to be talking a little bit about how do we go about that process then of manifesting good in our lives. And so I wanted to revisit a little bit the definition. When I looked up, I shared with you, it was like, what is the actual Webster Dictionary definition of anticipation? And I shared with you that it says to expect or hope for, to look forward to be sure of. You know, I was really surprised that that was a definition of anticipation. Realization in advance. Wow, that's kind of like Unity right there in Webster's dictionary. And I was like, wow. And so I wanted us to really think about, all of us, how does anticipation show up in your life? And be aware of, you know, on a daily basis, is it really a part of how we approach, how we step out the door each morning, you know, with a cup of coffee or the tea or the, oh, another day, or, you know, what might it be like to experience the beginning of each day and the moments throughout the day with faith-filled anticipation? So in Scripture, in 2 Chronicles 15, it says, "The Lord is with you while you are with Him." Now, of course, this is verbiage from a long time ago, and it's in that male gender, which we understand a lot of what was written at that time comes from that point of view. But when we take a look at what it's really saying, the presence of God is with us when we are open to recognizing it being so. It's not that it goes somewhere until we say, okay, my heart's open. It's always with us, except it does take our willingness to recognize. So it says, "The Lord is with you while you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you." You know, sometimes we kind of sit back and we wait for something to happen, don't we? You know, somebody come help me. Somebody do something. Because it's challenging in life. It's frustrating. And in Unity, we understand that it's about being proactive. It's about being choiceful in the attitudes of our minds and in the things that we do and what we focus on. And so if we begin cultivating a different sense of anticipation, you know, I had you last week kind of sit and remember what it was like, you know, right before, when you were young. Because right then, we don't have all the filtery things that go on as we get to be adults and that tell us to grow up and, you know, and not expect too much and all that. You know, when we're kids, we're like, Christmas is tomorrow morning, you know, and we're, you know, or it's my birthday, or I'm going to graduate, or, you know, any of those things. And that excitement, we sometimes lose track of. Carolyn Knepps said, she's a journalist, a TV writer, she was on the program Seventh Heaven, she says, "And I will never again underestimate the power of anticipation. There is no better boost in the present than an invitation into the future." See, anticipation is an invitation into our future. When we are focusing with that open receptivity, that expectation, that excitement of that which is becoming. And of course, we all know Napoleon Hill, and he says, "Desire is a starting point of all achievement. Not a hope, not a wish, but a keen, pulsating desire which transcends everything." So friends, when we consider when we consider what it means to have a sense of anticipation, what we're being invited to is an awareness of the dreams and the hopes and the deepest desires present within us that we are looking to create and to manifest in our lives. Oftentimes, what happens is that an awful lot of stuff gets in the way, doesn't it? Because as we travel through our lives, we're disappointed sometimes by circumstances. We say, well, I expected this and something else happened. I needed to pay my bills, didn't feel like I had enough money. You know, there are some people in the world that would be really thrilled to have bills because it would mean they've received some amazing things. So, you know, in this process of opening ourselves to experiencing life in a different way with a sense of anticipation, when we experience the things that block us, when we experience the old thoughts, the ideas, the beliefs, I'm not going to have enough money to pay my bills. Or what are some of the things you run up against? Okay. I know, every day we run up against stuff. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I can go on a vacation. Oh, whoa. That went right to my heart. I can't meet the responsibilities of my job. Because there's expectations. Everyone else has. There's expectations I have of myself. How do I live up to that? Somebody else. Not enough time. Holy cow. Yeah. Who has enough time here? Emil's right. He raised his hand. It's in the perception and in the heart of our being. And we have both and. You know, there is the truth in us, that presence of God in us that is absolutely limitless, that enables us to know we definitely do always have enough time. There is also in the both and that human aspect of us that looks at all the choices in front of us. How many of you, like on your day off, go, oh man, I want to do this and this and this and this and this. And then you get to the end of the day and you go, oh man, I got two things done. Or how many of you have had like two major events? Well, it's graduation time. So probably you have two or three graduations to go to on the same day and you go, well, now what do I do? You know, it's like, so that concept of not having enough time can block us unless we shift into an awareness that we do have choice. Now that's a tough one because from human egoic outer perception, man, there have been circumstances in my life when I've been involved in a training, when I was in seminary, when I was not able to go to significant events of family or friends. And I thought, man, this kind of is, you know the word, you know, it's not great. And yet, where I was at the moment was my deepest desire and my choiceful place. Because I would have gone and done something else if that had been what was mine to do. So it is this sort of shifting in our consciousness of not enough time to recognize and be willing to step into a place of faith. So when I talk about faith-filled anticipation, it's shifting from just the egoic outer mind of excitement to the place of the higher resonance of true faith-filled anticipation, which is based in our awareness that Godness, God being, God mind, God love, God everything, omnipotence is with us through everything that we do, as we are open to recognizing it, to understanding that it is a choice for us as to where we focus our attention. So when I'm talking about faith-filled anticipation, I'm inviting us to move into the heart of our being, to touch the very depth of our deepest heart desires, our dreams, our excitement from that inner place, and to recognize that faith calls us to walk differently. It calls us to walk in our lives differently. Because man, stuff in our world will come up and just short circuit everything, doesn't it? Lisa was sharing with me about a circumstance on Friday where it was a very challenging thing to go in to an arena that had the aspects, the possibilities of great negativity. And how, you know, that place where you can spiral down into that, as we do. Or sometimes, because it feels overwhelming. And or the choice, as Lisa did, to say, okay, I'm going to center in God. And I'm going to breathe, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to walk differently in that place of faith that doesn't see it yet. Okay, I've got all these quotes on faith. Which one shall I use? I'm going to use James 2. Verse 22, it says, you see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. So it's like taking action upon. Lisa said, no, I'm going to shift. I'm going to focus on that consciousness that recognizes that the activity of God is all around. Now, I was really laughing at myself. You know how I'm a bit of a California driver still, not in the snow. Well, I'm definitely a California driver in the snow because I go like at about a snail's pace. But, you know, I tend to go a little faster in that pace. So I'm on my way here and trying to get here and going down McKinley. And so here's my little strategy. See, so right at Capitol, I get over into the right-hand lane because usually everyone stopped there. I can like just zip right out and I can pass everybody. I'm like, yes, you know. Little humanness there. And so I did that, but there was a young man on a little scooter bike thing next to me. So I was in the regular lane because nobody else was even there yet. So I start to go and that little guy punches it. And then he pulls in front of me and slows down. And I had all these cars behind me, right? Well, they all go, she's slowing it. They all pulled out and went around me. And I'm like, oh, you know, and I'm like, okay, Sandy, and you're going to go in and talk today about faith-filled anticipation. I was like anticipating running right over him. But, you know, it's like I really wanted to shift that idea. And so I got to a place. All of them passed me. I zipped around and got in front of him. And there was a part of me, I will tell you, there was a part of me that literally wanted to find some way to like drive over on the site and go past all those three cars and go, see, I can get in front of you anyway. And I went, oh my gosh, I'm just in a great state to come and talk to you about, you know, being centered and on focus. But you know, the truth is we do that. How many of you have done something sort of like that recently? Okay. Not the same scenario, but we do. We're human. It was at that moment that I had a chance to say, okay, Sandy, you know, what's really important here? Getting there faster. No, I don't think so. Okay, what's really important? Well, it took me a little while, but you know, see, friends, that's the practicing. That's a practicing of faith. It's a practicing of when this human egoic mind, who is very opinionated, I might say, especially in me, I don't know about you, wants to take over and we say, oh, wait a minute. Is that who I want to be in charge? Or do I want to take a moment to center back into the faith of me that recognizes I have enough time. I want to be walking the light of world peace rather than running over the guy on the scooter. You know, it calls us into a different state of being that allows us to let go of our sense of control that needs to be in charge and to make things happen according to our outer perceptions. From Matthew 18:18, this is kind of a fascinating verse in Scripture. It says, "Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Well, earth and heaven are states of consciousness. They're states of being. So whatever we bind, in other words, whatever we hold on to, whatever we focus on, whatever we bind on earth, we bind in our higher consciousness of heaven, the higher consciousness. Whatever we loose, whatever we release and let go of here at the human level, we release in the higher consciousness. So it's our choice, friends. It's our choice what we will focus on. As we begin to walk in a state of faith-filled anticipation of not seeing the problems and the little scootermen in front of us and those kinds of things, but seeing what it is our hearts truly want. And so it goes on to say in Matthew 12:35a, it says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things." This is what we're talking about faith-filled anticipation and manifesting greater good. We recognize that faith is an activity of choice. Faith is an activity of letting go. Faith is an activity of recognizing that even though from this human consciousness and our outer way we see our world and we judge and we react and all of that, that there is something so much greater in store. If we let go of all of this out here and we begin to center in the core of our being in that place that is filled with the faith and the trust in God and with a sense of anticipation, which lifts the resonance of the energy of our being. And we understand the law of mind action, as Charles Fillmore talked about it, the law of attraction, as Abraham Hicks and so many other people speak now of it, that the energy vibration, our world is made of energy and vibratory rates, and those higher rates of vibration attract. That's why when we're in a state of being grateful, we are gratitude. We're not waiting for something to be grateful for. We are gratitude. And that resonance draws to us that vibration in our world. It brings it into our very being. Same thing with anticipation. It is a higher state of resonance. And when we are willing to shift our focus, not on the stuff in front of us that's bothering us, where we don't have enough time, where we're concerned about how people are judging us in our job, how we're judging ourselves, how we're judging others. When we shift instead to focus on what we want, our dreams, our aspirations, and to let that deep desire of the heart of our being carry us forward in anticipation, knowing that, where was this? Realization in advance. That's pretty hot. That's pretty hot. So there's a couple of quotes here from Charles Fillmore. I love both of them, but given the time, I'll share from Keep a True Lent from Charles Fillmore. It says, "Faith is the perceiving power of the mind linked with a power to shape substance. It is spiritual assurance." Not spiritual maybe, it's spiritual assurance, the power to do the seemingly impossible. It's the assurance of that. It is a force that draws to us our heart's desire right out of the invisible spiritual substance. It is a deep inner knowing that which is sought is already ours for the taking. It's anticipation, friends. The assurance of things hoped for. We know that from Scripture. The evidence which is not yet seen. I think that's Hebrews something. So friends, it's our willingness to be walking in that choiceful sense of what is my highest dream? How do I want to be like Jesus, who walked his example, who chose to take action upon, to shift into the place where we manifest, Moses from the place where we are waiting for something, someone, something to do or make things change, as opposed to recognizing it's up to us. It's up to us. The resonance of positive anticipation draws greater good into manifestation. That resonance, that resonating higher level of energy, draws to us a greater manifestation. And yet what's ours to do is that fifth principle that Unity talks about, that are absolute truth principles, that we put action to our beliefs, that we take steps forward. And it does require that cultivation of faith that allows us to take steps even when we don't see always where they are going to lead us. Have you ever had a dream? You started out on that path, and all of a sudden it all shifted and changed, and you found you were going in a whole different direction. And then you got there and you went, you know what? That was my dream all along, and I just never knew it. I just never knew it. I thought I was going to go back to California after I graduated from seminary. Spirit said, listen to your heart, Sandy, not your head. And I got to come here. William Newton Clark, who was professor of theology, said, faith is daring the soul to go beyond what the eyes can see. And Mike Fotheringham, and Eleanor Roosevelt, I love this. Many of you have heard this quote. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Isn't that anticipation? The beauty of our dreams. And of course, Mike Fotheringham, he's an author, and he says, set your intention, and I love this, set your intention and trust the universe to take care of the details. See, that's that place of faith that allows us to step forward knowing it is our responsibility to choicefully be aware of the thoughts and where we focus our being. But it allows us to then trust that there is something greater than ourselves that is drawing goodness, that omnipresent good, into everything we do. So we are invited to take action. We are invited to step forward. Alan Cohen, many of you know, is from, he's written a lot of books, Chicken Soup for the Soul among them. He's an inspirational author, and he says, it takes a lot of courage to release the familiar and seemingly secure, to embrace the new. But there is no real security in what is no longer meaningful. How many of us hang on to a relationship or a job or a certain circumstance where we live because it's familiar and because it's really hard to have a sense of what might be better or greater than that, so we stay where we are. But there is no real security in what is truly no longer meaningful. And there is that divine discontent in us, which will move us forward into something as we are open and ready for that. He goes on to say, there is more security in the adventurous and exciting. For in movement, this is important, for in movement there is life, and in change there is power. Cecil B. DeMille went on to say, make a success of living by seeing the goal and aiming for it unswervingly. You know, friends, it's one thing to sit on the sidelines, and it's another thing to say, I am going to be the author of manifesting good in my life, and I will do that because I open myself with faith-filled anticipation to stepping forward into what's mine to do, to embracing change, to seeing, even though I don't know where I'm going yet, I know that God has every kind of good in store for me. Israel Moore, Iavore, he's a self-motivational speaker and author, and he says, I love this, you cannot score a goal when you're sitting on the bench. You know? You can't score a goal when you're sitting there. To do so, you have to dress up and enter the game. Now, this does not say that there is not an appropriate time, though, to sit on the bench. Because we do first want to center with our faith and connect to our dreams that will carry us forward. But then, friends, guess what? We put on our high tops, we suit up, we jump into the game. Because it is by taking that first step forward that we begin to experience a sense of aliveness. Have you ever noticed that even though it's a little bit difficult sometimes to make change, because maybe you don't know how, maybe it seems overwhelming, maybe there's too much to do, and then you start doing one little thing. Have you ever noticed that? One little thing, and all of a sudden, there's the next little thing to do, and then the next, and stuff opens up. And it enables us then to trust more fully in that which we have set our intention upon with anticipation and have begun the process, because the universe will bring us everything we need. Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. said, it's faith in something and enthusiasm for something that makes life worth living. Friends, we sit back and we wonder, well, how come, you know, I'm not having fun in my life? You know, where's the good in my life? Suit up and get in the game. Begin to do something. Be in touch with your desires and your dreams. And let that sense of anticipation, you know, rekindle that as you connect to your childhood, to that place in you that recognizes that presence of God that is limitless and allows you then to move forward and to manifest your good, because you truly already know it's on its way. You have set that in motion. In closing, I will share a quote with you from Alaric Hutchinson. He's the author of Living Peace. He's a modern day, he calls himself a New Age monk. He says, we need to cease allowing the past to define us. We are evolving as a human race. We are moving forward to a time when the heart will guide us. Where our attention goes, energy flows. Do we continue to focus on opposition and give it our energy, just like Lisa was talking about from Daily Word in World Peace? Do we focus on the challenges and the opposition and give that our energy, or do we shift to our own sense of anticipation and walk that forward in consciousness in our world? He says, or do we begin, sorry, I added a little of mine in there, or do we begin to focus our energy on our own authentic freedom to shine and to help illuminate the world? The choice is ours. Do we choose to live with that sense of anticipation? It's up to us to center in our heart and to step forward, manifesting our greater good, knowing that every resource is available to us as we are willing to call upon it and draw it forth into expression. Let's step forward with anticipation.